Bankruptcies, and particularly in the Rockingham area, Carl, has increased 88% in the last year. 112 insolvencies, in fact, in the last quarter, 96 of which were personal, while 16 were of business-related purpose.
Even look out at Wanneroo, 74 personal and 23 business insolvencies.
What are your options? I mean, obviously, if you can't pay your debts, you've got to act. You can't just hide under the bed because ultimately it'll catch up with you. But there are other options other than bankruptcy. Let's look at some of them. And how long are you bankrupt for these days? Kim Wolman is the principal at HLB Mann Judd Insolvency here in WA. Morning, Kim.
Yeah, morning, boys.
Is it easier to go bankrupt today than it was, say, 20 years ago?
It is pretty easy. Yes, it is. Yeah, just to have to fill in a list of your assets and liabilities and a form, and you're bankrupt.
And you used to be, declared bankrupt for a long period of time. Like, I think when I was a young bloke, it was 7 years.
Yeah, well, these days it's three. During those 3 years, if you happen to win lotto or get an inheritance, that goes towards your creditors.
What are your obligations when you're bankrupt, like overseas travel, for example?
Yeah, well, what you need to do is your passport is provided to your person looking after your bankruptcy, and you can only travel overseas with their permission. So that's often a problem. And as I mentioned earlier, if you win lotto or happen to get an inheritance, then those goes towards your creditors.
Sure.
One other obligation just whilst I'm there, if you earn above about $55,000, you have to pay part of your income towards your creditors as well.
And that seems to be fair if you owe money. Can I ask the question, there is a thing called a debt agreement which gets people off your back if they're trying to collect money. Can you explain that to us?
Yeah, it's sort of like a poor man's bankruptcy, if you like. It's only if you have to earn less than $81,000 income, which most people say, geez, if I was earning that, I wouldn't even have to go into this. But you have to earn less than that, and you can't have owe your creditors more than about $110,000. So you can then basically do it by correspondence with your creditors, with someone like me, a trustee, and you put a proposal forward to say, look, in a bankruptcy you'll probably get nothing or a small amount. You're going to offer an amount that's greater than they would get in a bankruptcy. They look at that, and if they agree to it, then you just have to comply with the terms of the agreement, which might be, say, pay money in over a period of time.
So from a point of view going forward and trying to attain credit, you know, a few years down the track, is it better to have a debt agreement or a bankruptcy? Is it viewed at the same level or is it viewed differently by credit providers?
Yeah, it's pretty close together. You know, it's still an arrangement under the Bankruptcy Act. It is better than bankruptcy, clearly, but not a great deal. You know, I give the example of people go to try and get credit a day after their 3 years is up from bankruptcy. Not much chance. 2 days? No. As you get further and further away from your bankruptcy finishing, then the credit providers will think, oh, yeah, he's learned his lesson or not, and they'll give the credit.
And when you think I could start a company, right, and providing I haven't given any personal guarantees, I could wind that company up tomorrow with debts in the hundreds of thousands and start another company up.
Nils, you're taking over my job.
But, I mean, that's what people that's frustrating. We've got people ringing us today on a topic exactly that, where they say they just wind one business up, start another one up. I mean, that's wrong, isn't it?
It's under the Corporations Act, which governs the companies, if you are a director of a company and it goes into liquidation, there's no, in the first instance, restriction on being a director of another company. It's only if you're involved with two or more that the Australian Securities Investment Commission can ban you from being director. Mm. Happens occasionally, but not that often.
All right, well, the numbers are disturbing. Obviously, we're going to see more of it, unfortunately. Kim, we appreciate your time.
Pleasure, Melzi.
Good on you. Kim Wolman there, principal of HLB Mann Judd Insolvency here in WA.
So when I was building houses, I had to put our company into receivership, okay, and a couple of houses down the drain. In the end, I went to the bank in which I worked for, the Commonwealth Bank, and because I did that, they wouldn't give me, even though I'd had a couple of guns held in my head, they wouldn't give me a loan. So I had to go to a friend of mine who gave me the loan of $100,000 so I could pay those smaller businesses off outside of the receivership agreement.
And I think, you know, for people that are in that situation at the moment, there is life after it, so try and stay positive. I know it's not easy when you're in that boat.